Yo, 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 here we go for another round, another installment. I got one for you. How about this? How about, this would be probably around the same time, 94, maybe 95. Maybe I'm 15, 16 years old, and I was captured by Boston, a.k.a. the first album. Boston's first debut album, 1976 is when this one came out. This would have been one of the early, very first vinyl records I would have bought, because I would have recognized then that this is a significant, absolute must-have for any vinyl collector, any musician, or music lover. Anybody that owns music has to have Boston's first album. This one is a banger. This one is a rocker. This one, from start to finish, might be... probably contender for maybe the best debut album of all time. And I know that my good buddy Ben Davis agrees with me on this, because we've had many, many, many a long conversation about this album, Boston. This is a special one. You can't go anywhere in the world without hearing More Than a Feeling or what's the next song? Peace of Mind, yeah. And then it just goes on from there. This is a greatest hits album in and of itself. Every song, all 10 of them, are greatest hits. It's magnificent. It is, there's no album like it from the spaceship album cover of a guitar, you know, soaring through space with flames all around it. And that vocal by Brad Delp, that high-pitched, melodic vocal, just otherworldly and unreal. And I can't tell you the amount of times I've sang these songs at the top of my lungs. Also with my friend Ben. We've sang these songs to each other together over the phone, in person, driving in the car, especially driving in the car. We'll crank up Boston at full volume, and we will sing it at the top of our lungs together, harmonizing along with Brad Delp. It's just there's nothing better. And sometimes we'll even sing it a cappella if we really want to be, you know, daring. Ben's not afraid to go a cappella. He's got quite a voice, and he can sing with gusto, and he also is a karaoke superstar. So I've seen him belt out these Boston tunes with regularity, and the dude, he nails it. So this album means a lot to us. It means a lot to me. This is a special one. This is the one where I could look back at like a, you know, who's that director, Wes Anderson, or one of those films, Paul Thomas Anderson, you know, those films of your youth. This is me in my bedroom, 1995, 16 years old, laying on my bed with Boston on, looking at the ceiling, doing nothing but daydreaming, doing nothing but listening to the music, doing nothing but letting these songs just continually wash over me, playing from start to finish, over and over again. This one got a lot of heavy rotation in those years, those formative teenage years. Boston, the album, is so significant. And bring it into modern day story with my good buddy Ben. We had a classic memory this summer. We took our kids to see the Lumineers at Pine Knob, and we were coming home. Ben's son, Alex, was with him, and my daughter, Shiloh, was with me. Shiloh was 12. I think Alex was 10. And we were listening to the radio. This was about 11 o'clock at night, so they were pretty wiped out. They were pretty tired. And me and Ben were not. We were talking about Boston for the 900th time, how amazing and beautiful this album is. And we decided just to sing a cappella this time. 11 o'clock at night, windows down, beautiful summer night with our two kids, our kids in the back. They got a full dose of us, of the power of what their dads could possibly do singing together. We did our best John Schlitt and our best Brad Delp, and also the guy from Journey, our best Steve Perry, you know, and we belted out these songs for 45 minutes straight on the way home until we were hoarse. We sang those songs all night long into the midnight air. Boston, Boston. One of the greatest, if not the greatest debut album of all time. I could say runners-up could maybe be Weezer's Blue Album and maybe Pearl Jam 10 as the greatest debuts. But, hey, let's be honest here. It's probably, as Ben likes to call it, Boston.